The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's The Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pat on that butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
Oh, you know what else happened? That guy right there has now resigned at Pell City. Did you see this? Over the weekend, I think, he wrote a letter and said he did not think he would be right to continue as the football head coach at Pell City in Alabama. Remember, they had the board meeting where it was a vote, and they voted to keep him. So Rush Probst is aced out of Pell City, I believe, after one season. And please don't retire, coach. I need you. I don't care where you go. I need you somewhere. Yeah, we need you somewhere. Going to get this call here, but Tom and Myrtle Beach says he and his daughter, Emily, are heading to the airport. Said, can't wait to do it again next year. Had a blast. Yeah, Tom. Tom is very big in that event, has a lot to do with it, and yeah, that was, I think it's done so well. It's a three-day event, in essence, and it's just all about having fun. Is there anything better than that? It's just about a couple of days of having a lot of fun and talking with your buddies. That's it. That's the event. It's wonderful. Alec Whipple Bob, he came up and got to meet him and his, I don't know, Bob. I mean, at this point, do I call it your girlfriend? How do I describe her?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Yeah, well, right now I think you're going to call her my fiance since we got engaged.
And, oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Georgia Dog announced it here. And so, yeah, she's the girl, but not only the guys had fun, I think all the wives and girlfriends had fun, too. I mean, it was a great, great event.
Yep.
And before we get to the topic, you know, I want to nominate Tom and George. I'm going to be the first one to nominate them for a huge Balls of Steel for that weekend because they did a magnificent job with it.
Yep, they did. They will get one, for sure.
Yeah, and if you weren't at that event, you were in the wrong place, believe me. So we'll be looking forward to the Bill King Christmas commitments. And, and do it all over again. But, hey, Bill, I haven't been following the lawsuit too much with respect to how it's going to affect Title IX and such. But I keep hearing the word participation. And to me, participation means being a part of whatever the subject matter is. You know, whether you're participating in an ice cream eating contest, you're going to eat ice cream. So when I look at this and I say you had scholarships, so Title IX forced participation of scholarships. But if the scholarships evolve into pay for play, I don't see how they avoid being part of any future settlement unless perhaps the colleges just say, you know what, we're washing our hands of the whole thing. We're not going to have sponsor college football anymore. Or have teams, and those teams go off and form their own league somewhere, like a semi-pro league or something. What, am I missing something here? Because I have not been following that closely.
Well, the female and the female sports, they're going to get paid. But I think what the NCAA is determined is it's not going to be equal because they don't produce equal amount. Now, they're going to have equal scholarships, meaning available scholarship spots. So if the men have X number, they'll get X number. But the pay per player will not be the same.
Yeah, and I can see that getting challenged once.
100% is going to get. No, that's a lawsuit. for sure. I'm just telling you, that's what they're saying.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to go in there and they're going to say, wait a minute, we were getting an equal number of scholarships. We should get an equal number of the athletic money from TV, you know, and paid for it before, it should pay for it now. So I think that's going to be very interesting. And, man, the greed out there is really going to dominate this whole mess. But, so that's all I got for you, sir. It was a pleasure talking with you again and seeing you and everybody. So fabulous time. And, Bill, remember, you're the one that brought this all together. You know, you're the one that started this, getting everybody to meet everybody. And just a fabulous event. So
thanks,
talk to
man.
You later, my friend.
Yep, appreciate it very much. Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, the SEC and the B1G are going to receive about $30 million a year just in the expanded playoff money. That'll cover the $300 million over 10 years. Well, yeah, you could look at it. I think it's $23 million, but your point is taken. For the Big Ten and the SEC, this isn't a problem. Because without the new playoff money, because until a couple of months ago, we didn't know what the new number was. And we didn't know how much the SEC and the Big Ten would strong arm the entire country and say, no, 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 no. These percentages are going to change dramatically in our favor. You need to remember, the current contract, which has two more years, TV contract, the new TV money doesn't kick in this year when we go to 12 teams. Kicks in 26. So even though we've changed the number, the money is not different yet. The money is $6 million a team. Just in general terms. That's just in general terms. If you're one of the four teams that's made it in the past, there's more money there. But let's not confuse everybody. The current contract is the money is equal. The future contract in 2 years, the money ain't equal. The SEC and the Big Ten are going to take every year in this new $1.3 billion, which is annually, the new playoff deal, 58%, 29% apiece. Between the SEC and the B1G. It's about $23 million a year. So it's about $17 million more than they're getting right now. And with their TV deal and their league deal, which is totally separate from the playoff deal, they're probably pushing $70 million a school right now, if not more. They're going to be flirting with $100-plus million a year. Now, again, these are approximate numbers. $300 million over 10 years ain't a problem there. I don't think it's a problem for the Big 12, even though they're not commanding that kind of money. I still think they can handle it. Now, after that, that's where things get sketchy. Because the ACC is not going to be equipped for this. Not everybody. Now, Florida State could handle it, right? It may be stressful, but they could handle it. They're not going to be in that league anyways in a couple of years, I don't think. Clemson can handle it, but under their current deal, it's going to be a little bit stressful. They're not going to be in that league, I think, by the time we get to 26 with the new postseason revenue and the new employment era. We might as well call it that, the new employment era. I don't think Clemson and Florida State's going to be in that league. which is a problem for ESPN, paying that league what they're paying them. And that will, I don't want to say that will start the deterioration of that league. That's already started. That will, I would say, speed up the process of, oh, bleep, it's here. We knew the boogeyman was out there somewhere. Hadn't seen him yet. Now I see him. It ain't pretty. Yeah, Georgia Dog Bill, they're going to be getting about $30 million a year in the new college football playoff deal. Yeah, I mean, 23. But, it really doesn't matter with the SEC and the Big Ten because they've got 190 to 100, maybe more, coming to them annually in the future. Vanderbilt, and again, I'm in the 615, which you could argue doesn't bust a grape at anything right now. Baseball program's not the same right now, and I love Tim Corbin. It's not. They're going to be getting $90 to $100 million a year. I mean, just by league affiliation, bust a grape or don't bust a grape, doesn't really matter. Here's your $100 million. I mentioned this earlier. Vanderbilt's baseball program, which is arguably, over the last 10 to 15 years, the best program in college baseball, period. You could argue that. Looks like the future is leaving without them. That's what it looks like. And Jim Corbin is one of the best college baseball coaches in its history. He's that good. He's done it at a place that historically don't give a bleep, and any type of curse word you'd like to use, any kind of profanity you would like to use right there would be appropriate. It would be absolute appropriate radio to use profanity when I say Vanderbilt historically don't give a, and then you can just drop whatever expletive you want there. It would be very accurate. They're going to be getting 100 million, 90, whatever it is. Whatever that number is, it looks like the baseball program, and it's still pretty good. It's still a good, they've got dudes, but it's not the elite that it was, and I think that day has gone by. I don't think it's coming back. Vanderbilt is not adjusting well at all to this changing environment. They're not. And the best program they have on that campus is the baseball program. Now, how much revenue can you produce with baseball? Even as popular as that might be, it's got its finite limits for sure. It's not really big picture. It's not a producer of revenue. The revenue producing is football. Now, they've also said they think a big chunk of this money that's going to be 10 years, $300 million per school is, and that's what they owe, by the way. That's what they will owe. Now, that includes, just to make sure you understand, that includes player salaries and payments in the lawsuit, a payment plan. And I'm told that they think a couple of different ways this could get paid, too. Really doesn't matter, again, if you're the SEC or the B1G. But the NCAA basketball tournament money, I think there will be some withheld there for the lawsuit. You also have insurance. Now, again, I'm not in that world, but apparently that could cover some of this, too. Again, we're just scratching the surface of what that new world is looking like. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's pretty heavy now on Vietnam Fence coming westbound, passing Conference Drive. All that traffic coming out of Hendersonville. Wrapping up several accidents from earlier. 65 southbound near the North Loop. Traffic's still slow. Trying to get down past Trinity Lane there on 65 south. A crash out there on the west side. 40 west at the 193 mile marker still has it slow eastbound on I-40 as you come through Kingston Springs. Keep that in mind if you're coming in from Dixon County because of that slowdown in West Nashville right now. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. You got to check them out. It's worth it. I promise you. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you ever feel like gambling is causing financial strain or hurting your relationships? The Gambling Clinic has been helping people who want to change their gambling habits for over 2 decades. With physical clinics and remote online appointments, we're here to help you make informed decisions about your gambling so it doesn't lead to a bigger problem. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com so we can work together to help you win your life back. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why!
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why!
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why!
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a 7th straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball!
Tomorrow night, the Braves are back in town for a short 2-game set as they take on the Boston Red Sox live from Truist Park in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Balls of Steel nominations, Hour 3. On this Monday edition, it's good to be back. Loved the trip. Had a blast. Emerald Coast, Commitments, seeing lots of good folks, meeting some new ones. It was a fantastic trip. Good to be back. Launching another week here. Mondays, I love Mondays. Get cranked up, get ready to go. Now, I mentioned something before the break, and let me reiterate. We are entering Guys, Gals, a brand new world. And it's going to happen over the next year or two. As early as 25, as late as 26. Now, that is not something that anybody has said. That is my estimate for you. This will be in place, the beginnings of it, as early as the beginning of 25, basically a little over a year from now. Meaning when football hits to begin 25, or 26. I'm thinking it's going to be in place for 25, but I would not sit here and give you a recommended guarantee. I can't do that. I will guarantee you it's in place by 26. How about that for a guarantee? This is a brand new world that we are entering. Did you see and did you hear me mention it? Let me see if I can find the story. Oregon State and Washington State, which are in a two-team league at the moment, between the two of them, this year in football, they have 13 home games. Between the two of them, 13. They have a TV deal for this year with CW and Fox. CW will carry most of those games, home games again, for Oregon State and Washington State. There's nobody else left. They're all in other leagues. The Big Ten, the Big 12, the ACC. And I was trying to find it. I want to find a quick reader on it for you. I have not seen what the money is. I have not seen it. Okay, here's a breakdown. Washington State and Oregon State. That would be two good programs, man. Are finalizing their TV partners in the wake of the Pac-12's crumbling. The team's football partners will be the CW, which will carry 10 games, and Fox has chipped in and said, you know what, we'll carry three. 13 home games, CW on 10 of them, Fox on three of them. I don't see here any mention of the money, per se. Here is something called Beavs.report. That'd be Oregon State. And it really doesn't say anything else. What do you think the annual revenue will be for them getting these games broadcast? $10 million? Is it more than that? I mean, I'm just speculating. I do not know. And I have not seen. Now, the best guy out there reporting is John Canzano. He's written an article out there, but it's a subscriber site. I do not subscribe to that. Probably should. He's good. He is the best, most reliable West Coast reporter when it comes to this type item than anybody. Here's a quote. Overall, the schools will reach more eyeballs with this cobbled together set of media rights deals than if aired on the Pac-12 network. And let me see if I can pull up a manageable reader here. Now, this is from Awful Announcing. The so-called Pac-2 of Oregon State and Washington State reportedly about to conclude a media rights deal with Fox and CW for the 24 season. Contracts will cover the home games for both teams for a total of 13 games. The school's road games will air on the broadcast partners of the home teams, as is standard with college football media rights deal. He said the Oregon-Oregon State game, formerly known as the Civil War, this year game takes place on September 14th in Corvallis. I bet you that's one of the games Fox takes. Guessing. And again, that one's going to be in September, not at the end. The Pac-12 network, hence, there's only two teams in the league. The Pac-12 network will reportedly produce the 10 games airing on CW, which does not have its own production team. That makes sense. So they'll farm that out to the Pac-12 Network, which already has all that in place. The CW also has a package of ACC basketball and football games that are produced by Raycom, etc. Ultimately, it reads, it's a pretty soft landing for both schools. While half of their games will air on CW, that's not the death sentence many thought it would be when the Pac-12 as a whole was talking to the network. With the two schools loading up the rest of their schedules with Mountain West teams, those games will air either on CBS or Fox networks. It still doesn't give any hint about the money. Now, if you're like me, that's the first thing I want to know. What's this deal amount to per year for these schools? Now, I will say this. If this works out well and they do get some eyeballs on it, they may be able to work this into a relatively decent media situation for the future. Now, again, a big if there. I doubt I'll be watching CW. I don't even, do I get CW on YouTube TV? You guys that talked me into doing YouTube TV, which, by the way, was good advice. Yes, that was very good advice. Glad I did it. Do we get, I guess we can say, do we get CW on that? I know I don't get the Peacock. And I'm not planning on changing my ability to get Peacock. Do we get on YouTube TV? Did I say YouTube? I think I said YouTube. CW. Mike the Mad Dog. Bill, I've got only one negative take away from this past weekend at the Emerald Coast. There's not enough time to have a conversation with you. I have to always think about something. I should have asked on the way home. Oh, we're going to have, there's plenty of time for that. No worries. I mean, you got the show all week, but no. Mike the Mad Dog's become a very good friend of the show. Last couple of years. And always so much fun, man. Yeah, so much fun. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina. Big Clemson fan. His school, not new news, will not be in that league they're in right now. Couple of years. Not only will this new world we're talking about include the schools paying players, the lawsuit settlement, the new money, the money owed, it will include Clemson and Florida State not being in the league they're in right now, and maybe a few other schools. But let's start with those two. I'd say by the time we hit 26, that probably is done too. They'll haggle for a while, maybe a year, year and a half in court, sit down, have a come-to-Jesus money meeting, come up with a number, and it's over. Now, here's what I want to know, and yes, Topwater Assassin, I see your item here. I'm getting to it. I'm getting right to it. If that league implodes in 27, yeah, let's say ESPN pulls the contract. Are they owed anything? That's a question I'm not sure I have an answer to. Could Florida State and Clemson wait this thing out to 27, maybe knowing that the contract's going to get pulled or minimalized? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they want to do that, no. Topwater Assassin, Bill, we had varsity sports at the Citadel, but we also had a lot of club sports, lacrosse, rugby, crew. They had to sell T-shirts to cover travel expenses. I imagine you'll see a lot of varsity sports go to club at most schools if they have to pay varsity athletes. It came up earlier. We might as well repeat it. There will be schools, not in the SEC or the B1G, that have to drop sports on campus. Now, maybe not every sport, no, but some But remember, you have to be compliant with Title IX, which is a participation rule. Scholarships, participation. We'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, I think Topwater Assassin is dead on correct there. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, you are screwed once your games are on CW. Florida State knew it was screwed when the ACC had our games sandwiched between episodes of Moesha and the Gossip Girls. We are so out of here, Bill. Sandwiched between episodes of Moesha and the Gossip Girls. Couldn't even tell you what either one of those would be. Couldn't even. Ags and Strohs. Bill, we are back in the hunt for a championship. Curse of number one ranking now on the Vols. Big series this weekend for the Ags versus the Hogs. Gig 'em. That's right, I forgot about that. Baseball coming up. Arkansas and A&M. Yeah, Tennessee 1, A&M 2. That's Arkansas 3. I think I said Arizona earlier. 4, Clemson. 5, Florida State. Kentucky, East Carolina, North Carolina, Duke, Virginia, the top 10. For you Georgia fans, you're 14th. I'd be very happy there. Just stay there. Keep hitting that baseball. Boomer Sooner is 17. And Texas is 25. Yeah, Texas is 25th. Here's the item with Tennessee and Tony Vols. That number one ranking, and I believe the stat goes as follows. Tennessee has won more games the last 3 years, 22, 23, 24, than anybody else in the country. They've hit more home runs than anybody else in the country over that stretch. And Tony Vols is already a vicious recruiter. Whether it's going and getting players in recruiting or whether it's the transfer portal. Tony Vols is a elite sell the product guy. And they were already a national power. But this number one ranking is just another sales pitch for him. God knows. I don't know who all's coming and going, meaning in the future. Burke has got to be gone. Simo's got to be gone. Billy Abick's gone. And there's going to be a bunch to replace. They've replaced him. I mean, those guys, we weren't talking about those guys when it was Drew Gilbert, Jordan Beck, and Trey Lipscomb, right? All right, we'll take a break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still running slow out in West Nashville as they clean up an accident on 40 westbound. It's going to be out in the Bellevue area near McCroy Lane. It slowed it down pretty good eastbound as well out there. As you come in from Kingston Springs from Dixon County, keep that in mind. 40 east still running slow just through Kingston Springs and Pegram. As you head towards Bellevue, traffic's crowded now. Vietnam Vets westbound getting on to 65 south. Still heavy, but moving 24 up through the Antioch area. In from Murfreesboro, watch for radar on 40 out in Wilson County, especially Mount Juliet area. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. Check them out today. Order online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
I'm talking to Nick Caserio. I'm not sure how much you're willing to divulge in terms of the trade for Stephon Diggs, but how did that deal go down?
It wasn't something that we necessarily had on the radar. It wasn't necessarily something I think Buffalo was necessarily shopping. At some point, we felt there was an opportunity for us. I think if you look around the league, just teams are more open-minded. In the end, every team has to do what they feel is in their best interest. And in the end, we were able to work out an agreement with Steph and get him on the team.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
About 25 minutes, Bowls of Steel. That's every Monday, hour three. Keep your nominations for a few more minutes. Do not front load those. That's naughty. Don't do it. We don't have many rules for the show. That's one of them. No front loading. Hoptown boy up in Kentucky. Hey, Bill. Louisville basketball was on CW all last year. Bill, you know what CW stands for? Can't watch. That's a good acronym. Louisville and Kentucky H-word each other. They detest each other. They can't stand each other. They abhor each other. Bill, Louisville basketball, which is at epic levels bad, historically a superpower, Louisville basketball, that's kind of gotten away from them, to say the least. Basketball was on CW. CW, Bill, stands for Can't Watch. Nobody's answered my question yet. Do I get CW on YouTube? You experienced YouTube users who's had it longer than me. I've only had it a couple of months. And I'm very happy with your assessment of what I ought to do, which is drop direct and go to YouTube. You were right. I like it. You know who was talking to me about this a couple of weeks ago? Now, she's out in the country. And she has to have to be online. She's got Elon Musk's service. Some other people in this audience said they do too. But she's looking into dropping direct. She's over in the College Station area of Texas by A&M, but she's out in the country. And she says, I have to be careful because I'm limited what I can have out that way in the country. Jim and Jupiter said, regarding the baseball rankings, the key is to not be the one seed. Yeah, because Wake Forest was the one seed last year. Somebody was saying, well, Bill, LSU won it all. They were a big favorite. Yeah, but they were not the one seed. they were the best team. I think that got proven out fair and square, right? But Wake was the top seed, if I'm not mistaken, a year ago. The year before, Tennessee was the one seed and got upset by Notre Dame, did not get to the College World Series. And last year, with a team that would have been beaten up pretty bad by that previous team, got to the College World Series. That's how it works, right? Matchups, how you doing at the time, everything. Topwater Assassin says, Bill, I thought this was funny. A Clemson student that didn't grow up as a Tiger fan asked what it was like watching them win the Natty in 16. A Gamecock fan, it was like watching Germany invade France. Wow. I like when you can take a history element there and add it to the sports college football landscape. For example, all those years when the Iron Bowl was played at Legion Field in Birmingham, and somebody asked the AD at Auburn, that's a neutral site, he said it's about as neutral as Normandy Beach was. Yeah, Birmingham is not a neutral site. Birmingham is an Alabama city. It is not an Auburn town. Birmingham, even though that's not on campus in Tuscaloosa, as a game with Alabama in it, is not a neutral site. It's about as neutral as Normandy Beach was. I thought that was a pretty good comeback. That was an Auburn guy that said that. I think he's probably right about that. How many towns other than Auburn, Alabama, does Auburn possess in the state of Alabama? I want to ask again, is Montgomery now is going to have a heavy Auburn flavor to it, but will it be more Auburn fans in Montgomery than, let's say, Alabama fans? Mobile is Alabama. Northern Alabama is Alabama. Now, once you get to the northern part of Alabama, you're going to have a lot more probably crossover with Tennessee than Auburn up that way. Huntsville, Alabama has a pretty decent population of Vol fans. Now, again, nothing rivals what Alabama's got, but Jim and Jupiter, yes, Bill, I can confirm it. CW is on YouTube. Great. Now, look, I do want to see Washington State and Oregon State. And again, it's going to be produced by the Pac-12 Network because they've got the production crews. They've got all that in place. Jim says, Bill, the last team that was the number one seed to win it all was 99. That was Miami. Yeah, the U did it. Hurricane Mario was not there at the time. As part of the... Now, he had played there previously, but not on the baseball team. Yeah, the last one seed. Taylor from Fayetteville, Georgia. Not Vietnam, Arkansas. Bill, in order to make a run at the College World Series, would you rather be an offense first team or a pitching first team? It's a really good question. We'll answer it on the other side. Balls of Steel in about 15 minutes. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still a lot of traffic volume trying to get up to the Brentwood, Williamson County area on 65 going northbound. We've had a couple stalled vehicles in that area around Concord Road a little bit earlier. Still remains heavy coming in from Kingston Springs, Pegram area on 40 eastbound where that crash earlier in the westbound lanes caused a backup out there in Bellevue on I-40. Again, westbound traffic flow is looking better. It's just eastbound that's still slow affecting that traffic coming in from Dixon County there through Kingston Springs. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. Check them all out today. They're all delicious. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Taylor with a good question. Down in Fayetteville, Georgia. Bill, to make a run in the College World Series, would you rather be offense first or pitching first? There's a general term that we've all heard for a million years, and that is good pitching beats good hitting. In general, that's true. Now, that's a broad brush that's got a lot of complications to it, but it is, in general, okay. It's true, I think, but it depends on who you got, right? Can Arkansas, which as good a program as they have with Coach Van Horn, they have probably the best starting pitching in the country. Hitting is pretty good. But will that be a letdown? Will that be their downfall? Will that be their Waterloo? Now, Tennessee, what's interesting is Tennessee does not have, you're used to them last few years having a clear 1-2 with Burns, with Dolander. And remember, a year ago, Burns struggled, and that's why they put him in relief, which ticked him off. It actually absolutely worked and resuscitated his abilities, but he got ticked off and left and is doing well at Wake Forest. He's a top five, top ten pick. But Tennessee really does not have a starting Friday night guy. They piece it together. Now, A.J. Russell was that guy. He's been out almost the whole season. He is throwing bullpen right now. Now, his career does not have enough to it to say he's an established Friday night guy. His stuff indicates it is, but there's no history there yet that's deep enough to make an assessment. But they're doing it, and frankly, that staff is what, top couple in the league right now, and no clear dominant Friday night, Saturday night guy. Drew Beam is the veteran of that group. But I'd say in general, pitching. I don't know that the college game, the stadiums and all that, if you can make as broad a brush statement about pitching, always good pitching, better than good hitting. Historically, that's true. I don't know if the college game is the ideal barometer, but in general, that's always the rule. The question, could you just bash your way to a national championship? You could say, what about LSU Florida last year? The last two games, games 2 and 3, were double-digit. I mean, high double. What was, somebody check this out so the host doesn't have to be, so the host couldn't stay lazy. What was the score, what were the scores in the series, the final championship Omaha series last year? Three games between LSU and Florida. LSU won game one, Florida won game two, scored a ton of runs, and then game three turned back around and LSU scored a million runs. Didn't LSU win that game three something like 19-3 or something? So the question is, can you just be so wicked at the plate you could just bash your way past any of the old proverbial good pitching beats good hitting? Could you do that? Here's the other thing. Does this happen to you? You watch college baseball and you watch your team and all these other teams, and you see their fields, their stadiums on TV, and then everybody gets to Omaha. It looks like you're playing in an unlimited, waterless, you know, unlimited water ocean. You can't see shore. You're somewhere out there. You don't know what's north, south, east, or west. You're just somewhere out in the ocean. That's what Omaha feels like when you get out there. The outfields are basically, it feels like, limitless. That's why Johnny Bakes was talking about the teams that spray the ball and hit doubles have an advantage out there. Because some of those home runs you're used to are going to die. They're going to sit out there and they're going to die. Steven in Athens said, Bill, definitely pitching. You know the saying, good pitching beats good hitting. I don't want to be a pessimist because I've loved watching this team and will continue to enjoy them as far as they can make it. That being said, our pitching staff doesn't have enough depth to make a long run. And I think we are going to find out the hard way in a few weeks. It's been a heck of a year one, though, for Georgia baseball. There is no reason for Georgia baseball to be anything but elite, other than want to. And when I say want to, I always want to make clear, I'm not talking about the players. I'm talking about the support of the university. The want to is what you've got to have. And it seems like they've turned the page on that in the right way. Brent down in Macon. Bill, like the cocktail party, Georgia travels well, of course, but Jacksonville's not far from Gainesville. It's about an hour, right? I've driven it. That's when I got almost got busted in Waldo, speeding. Luckily, they didn't stop me. But Auburn, if you think about it, when back in the day they played the Iron Bowl in Birmingham. I mean, that's That's not remotely neutral. Balls of steel, go ahead and post them. Yeah. Load them up. Hour 3 coming. Omni Nashville Hotel.